Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone, Daly and Vincent, Wednesday, January 26th, Fletcher Theater, 8 p.m. Tickets $21 to $23 for members, $26 to $28 for the public. Rising bluegrass stars Daly and Vincent return to the Pinecone stage with a broader repertoire and new accolades. The International Bluegrass Music Association, IBMA, has recognized Daly and Vincent as Entertainers of the Year 2 years running. In 2008, they earned an unprecedented 7 IBMA awards, including Entertainer of the Year. Both Daly and Vincent have been bluegrass musicians throughout their careers, and they never depart from that core sensibility in their music. But, like the earliest icons, they also push the envelope. From a tribute album to the Statler Brothers to their new a cappella gospel CD, Singing from the Heart, Daly and Vincent seamlessly blend traditional contemporary bluegrass traditions in their toe-tapping, crowd-pleasing performances. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. For information, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Sunday, January 16th, 2 p.m., It's Blue, sponsored by Burning Coal at the Murphy School. Pay what you can. Users of audio-described performances can get a pair of free tickets by calling 919-832-5138. That's the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Directed by Mark Such, this poetic, beautiful new play by Raleigh playwright Kelly Doyle explores the relationship between men and women and blue worms. Estimated runtime, 1.5 hours. Friday, January 21st, 8 p.m., and then again Wednesday, January 26th at 1 p.m., It's the Lion King, sponsored by DPAC in Durham. Experience the phenomenon, the Triangle's most eagerly awaited stage production ever. We'll leap onto the DPAC stage this season. Visually stunning, technically astounding, and with a musical score like none other you've ever heard. Giraffe strut, bird swoop, Giselle's leap. The entire Savannah comes to life, and as the music soars, Pride Rock slowly emerges from the mist. See the Tony Award-winning Broadway sensation that Newsweek calls a landmark event in entertainment. The New York Times says there is simply nothing else like it. Marvel at the breathtaking spectacle of animals brought to life by a cast of more than 40 actors. Wonder at the inspiration of award-winning director Julie Taymor, who created visual images for this show that you'll remember forever. Thrill to the pulsating rhythms of the African Pride Lands and an unforgettable score, including Elton John and Tim Rice's Oscar-winning song Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Circle of Life. The show is 2.5 hours, including 1 20-minute intermission. Age recommendations. The Lion King is a great show for kids ages 5 and up. For evening performances, 6 years and up is strongly recommended for that age group at that time. Due to the length of the performance, you should use your discretion at all performances. All children must have a ticket. Student Rush. Tickets available for all performances. Rush tickets are available for $22 and can be purchased in person at the DPAC Ticket Center. For these student tickets are available in limited seat locations, and the students must present a valid ID. For tickets, call 919-680-2787. Here's the UNC Chapel Hill music schedule, January 15th, All Carolina Invitational Male Choral Festival Concert, 6 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium, $5 general admission. January 20th, guest artist Alec Karras, piano, music by Messiaen, Carter, and Chopin, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. January 23rd, faculty recital, Louise Toppin, soprano, 3 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Let's move now to Duke performances. Pacifica Quartet and Anthony McGill Clarinet, Saturday, January 15th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $30, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Since their foundation in 1994, the Pacifica has won nearly every top award in chamber music, including the Naumburg. Their reputation for luscious, edge-of-your-seat music-making, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, was confirmed in 2009 when they earned both a Grammy and Musical America's Ensemble of the Year. Combining lyric intensity and blazing energy, their playing is of the most sublime kind, the Sunday Telegraph in the UK reports. Here they perform with Anthony McGill, the principal clarinet of New York's Metropolitan Opera, who played at Barack Obama's 2004 inauguration. The program is Beethoven's String Quartet No. 1 in F Major, Opus 18, No. 1. Shostakovich String Quartet No. 10 in A Flat Major, Opus 118. And Brahms Quintet for Clarinet in B Minor, Opus 115, with Anthony McGill, clarinet. They play with stupendous, breathtaking virtuosity. This was an evening of intellectual fire, the Sunday Times of the UK reported on Pacifica Quartet. When he started to play, I said, "Oh my God, that's a sound. I love that sound." That was quoting Itzhak Perlman on Anthony McGill. Tift Merritt and Simone Dinnerstein, World Premiere Night, Friday, January 21st, 8 p.m., Saturday, January 22nd, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $32 to $38, Duke students $5. In this two-night world premiere commissioned by Duke Performances, an angelic, North Carolina-born country folk heavyweight, Spin, says, and a classical pianist of mathematical exactitude and passion, the Washington Post says, unite in a new program made possible by Duke's relationship with both artists. Merritt sings with a magical combination of cool reserve and effortless warmth, according to Entertainment Weekly. Dinnerstein's playing is beautiful, sensitive, intelligent, and manifestly sincere, according to Piano. Night is where they meet, a collaborative evening of songs from across genres, performed by both women, that's greater somehow than the sum of its parts. Pit seating will be available for this performance. Please check with the box office for availability. Simone Dinnerstein and Tift Merritt residency at Duke University, Thursday, January 19th through Saturday, January 22nd. On Wednesday, January 19th, they have a listening session at The Pinhook, which is at 117 West Main Street at 6:30 p.m. This is free and open to the public. On Thursday, January 20th, Tift Merritt conducts Songwriting Masterclass on Songwriting and Fiction at the Nelson Music Room, Duke's East Campus, 4:30 p.m. This, too, is free and open to the public. And finally, Masterclass with Simone Dinnerstein, Thursday, January 20th, Baldwin Auditorium, 5 p.m., free and open to the public. Ciampi Quartet, Lunchtime Classics, No. 3, Mozart Quartets, Tuesday, January 25th, 12 noon, Rare Book Room, Perkins Library, free and open to the public. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. In each of these 3 free lunchtime events. 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This session, the Ciampi Quartet addresses canonical works by Mozart. The program, Mozart, String Quartet No. 19 in C major, K465 dissonance. Note, parking for all Ciampi Lunchtime Classics is available in the Bryant Center Parking Garage, PGIV, not on the Chapel Quad. Bang on a Can, All-Stars and special guest Glenn Cauchy of Wilco. Music by Steve Wright, Glenn Cauchy, and Michael Gordon. Friday, January 28th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $32 to $38. Duke students pay $5. With a potent blend of intensity, authority, and abandon, according to Vanity Fair, the world's leading contemporary music ensemble turns out full-throttle performances, as refined as they are exhilarating. Here they team with Cauchy, drummer-percussionist for Wilco, in a program featuring compositions from BOAC co-founder Lang, Cauchy, and Reich, the iconic composer-percussionist who inspired Cauchy's own experiments. All the crossroads of Wilco's art rock and Reich's revamped classicism, Reich's 2x5, written for two electric guitars, keyboard, bass, and drum kit, closes the program. The program is Steve Reich, New York counterpoint, Michael Gordon for Madeleine, Reich 2x5, then intermission, followed by Glenn Cauchy and Reich, clapping music variations, Reich, music for pieces of wood, arranged by David Kosen for drums, Cauchy, snap, Cauchy, mobile. Ashley Bathgate plays cello, Robert Black, bass, Vicky Chow, piano, Ian Ding, percussion, Derek Johnson, guitar, Mark Stewart, guitar, Evan Zipporin, clarinets, and Glenn Cauchy, guest percussion. Pit seating will be available for this performance. Please check with the box office for availability. Tickets are available for all events through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Here are the Duke events. Faculty recital, Jonathan Bagg, viola with Philip Amelong, piano. Sunday, January 16th, 4 to 5:30 p.m., East Duke 201, which is the Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Music for viola solo and with piano by Franz Schubert, Toru Takemitsu, Richard Rodney Bennett, Edison Denisov, and others. Jonathan Bagg is professor of the practice of music at Duke University and a member of the Ciampi Quartet. Rare Music, The Red Violin, Contextualizing Music in the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Friday, January 21st, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker-presenter, Eric Zhou. Admission is free. Alumnus Eric Zhou, Duke, 2010, received a Benenson Award to study this topic in China. The Bad Plus, open reading, Tuesday, January 25th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium, and again, admission is free. Acclaimed jazz trio, The Bad Plus, presents an open reading of new works by Duke graduate student composers Jamie Kiesecker, Alex Koch, Dan Ruchia, and Kenneth David Stewart. Bang on a Can All-Stars Open Coaching Session, Friday, January 28th, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium, free admission. Bang on a Can All-Stars will participate in an open coaching session with the Duke New Music Ensemble. For all of these events, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333 for more information. Turning now to the North Carolina Symphony, Andrea Quinn returns to North Carolina Symphony for Wagner and Elgar Showcase. The North Carolina Symphony welcomes one of its favorite guest conductors back to the podium when British conductor Andrea Quinn joins the orchestra for a night of virtuoso masterworks. The concert, titled Orchestra Showcase Wagner and Elgar, takes place at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday and Sunday, January 14th and 15th, and both concerts begin at 8 p.m. Quinn was a finalist to become North Carolina Symphony Music Director during the search that placed Grant Llewellyn in the position 6 years ago. A favorite of North Carolina audiences for her musicality and dynamic presence on stage, she has worked with many of Britain's leading orchestras, including the London Symphony Orchestra and Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. From 1998 to 2001, she was the music director of the Royal Ballet and most recently served as the chief conductor of the Symphony Orchestra of Norrlands Opera in Umeå, Sweden. Her work with the London Symphony Orchestra for Paul McCartney's recording of Tuesday for EMI Records earned her a nomination as Female Artist of the Year from the British phonographic industry. This is her first engagement with the North Carolina Symphony since presenting Mozart's Prague Symphony in February 2004. She conducted 2002 performances of Barber, Schumann, and Elgar's Enigma variations labeled stunning by audience members who provided their perspectives anonymously as part of the symphony's music director search. Maestra Quinn's conducting was passionate, articulate, and downright impressive. The Barber, Schumann, and Elgar could not have received a more definitive study. The Elgar piece was absolutely smashing, wrote another concertgoer. It's obviously a striking test of a conductor's insight into the mind of the composer, as well as a marvelous opportunity for creative interpretation. She did an outstanding job. I can't imagine ever missing a concert performed under the baton of Ms. Quinn. She takes the stage in January, first for one of the most visual and expressive compositions in classical music, Wagner's Overture to the Flying Dutchman. The emotional piece offers a perfect counterpoint to the program's follow-up, Haydn's dark and brooding La Passion Symphony, before the symphony returns to an artist dear to Quinn's heart and a work rarely performed in the United States, the first symphony by British composer Sir Edward Elgar. The concert is the second of the season's three orchestra showcases in which the symphony hosts renowned conductors for programs that challenge the orchestra's skill and offer audiences an exciting demonstration of sound and virtuosity. Carlos Miguel Prieto concludes the series with selections by Ginastera, Copland, and Rachmaninoff coming in February on the 10th to the 12th. Additionally, audience members can go even deeper into the pieces in these concerts. The symphony will host pre-concert talks on the program with Dr. Randolph Foy in the lobby of Mamondi Concert Hall on January 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances of Orchestra Showcase Wagner and Elgar on Friday and Saturday, January 14th and 15th, range from $30 to $60. Mamondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. See North Carolina Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn discuss the concert in a video interview from November at the Symphony's Media Center, www.ncsymphony.org/media. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, the blog, and more, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. You can call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. The state of North Carolina has issued the symphony an $8 million challenge. You can learn more about it at www.ncsymphony.org/challenge. The program, Overture to the Flying Dutchman by Richard Wagner, 1813 to 1883. Symphony No. 49 in F minor, La Passion, Franz Joseph Haydn, 1732 to 1809. And Symphony No. 1 in A flat major, Opus 55, Sir Edward Elgar, 1857 to 1934. North Carolina Symphony Pub Concert, Sunday, January 16th, 6 p.m., Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Join us for this special concert evening where we combine delicious food and a hip atmosphere with amazing music. Local hotspot Irregardless Cafe will provide a delicious multi-course menu inspired by music. Dinner service begins at 6 p.m. The concert begins at 8 p.m. North Carolina Symphony musicians perform Husa, Evocations de Slavik and Haydn, String Quartet No. 82 in F major, Opus 77 No. 2. Rebecca Binford, violin, Jeremy Preston, violin, Christopher Fisher, viola, Elizabeth Bielman, cello, and Jimmy Gilmore, clarinet. The Irregardless Cafe is located at 901 West Morgan Street in Raleigh, and you can reach them at 919-786-7072. The cost is $60 per person, which includes dinner and the concert. Or save big and purchase the entire pub concert series with the pub pass option. Motown and More, Mary Wilson of the Supremes with the North Carolina Symphony, January 21st and 22nd. Mary Wilson, founding member of the most famous female trio in music history, joins forces with Maestro William Henry Curry and the North Carolina Symphony for a celebration of musical favorites from Motown and beyond. Dance, sing, and clap along at two evenings of Pop's Classics at Mamandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 21st and 22nd. Both shows are at 8 p.m. Wilson has performed on stage and screen, written a best-selling autobiography, lectured, and continued to set the standard for females in the recording industry. Traveling the world as the Humpty Dumpty Institute's Mine Action spokesperson, she has become an honored humanitarian while performing for celebrities, royalty, and politicians, including for the Clintons at the White House Millennium Celebration. More recently, she appeared in Mary Wilson Up Close at Feinstein's at the Regency in New York. Those performances showcased the degree to which the Motown sound is embedded in our collective consciousness, wrote Stephen Holden in the New York Times, as audience members all smiles began dancing in place. But this month's concert is not just a nod to the smooth sounds from Detroit. Wilson will treat concertgoers to her electrifying vocal range with favorite songs by Sting, Johnny Cash, Joni Mitchell, and more. The North Carolina Symphony lends a hand with playful classics by favorite composers John Williams, Ron Nelson, and Lee Norris. Regular tickets to this Fidelity Investments Pops Series performance featuring Mary Wilson range from $30 to $60 with a senior rate of $30. Mamandi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. The program is Savannah River Holiday by Ron Nelson, Adventures on Earth from E.T. the Extraterrestrial by John Williams, and Ladies Only, Lee Norris, arranged by David Matthews. Miss Wilson's program will be announced from the stage. North Carolina Symphony Kids, The Mozart Experience, 2010-2011 Young People's Concert Series, Saturday, January 22nd, 11 a.m., Mamandi Concert Hall in Raleigh, Magic Circle Mime Company. A street musician caught playing the orchestra's grand piano is offered an onstage role as Mozart in an upcoming performance. But the play is not the only thing in this thrilling musical adventure, as the musician, joined by her prankster companion, soon finds her world mirroring the life of music's most famous prodigy. Tickets are $20. Slavic Drama, 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series in Chapel Hill. Thursday, January 27th at 8 p.m., Memorial Hall, Chapel Hill, tickets $30 to $45. Friday, January 28th and Saturday, January 29th, also at 8 p.m., this time at the Mamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh, where ticket prices are $30 to $60. Bybus Gride Violin. Rising star Bybus Gride is one of the most exciting young talents to have emerged since Itzhak Perlman's burst and since Itzhak Perlman burst upon the scene. She brings all the warmth, passion, and beauty of the masters to Prokofiev's second violin concerto, paired with heartfelt blends of Conflict and Artistry and Carl Husa's Music for Prague, 1968, and Dvorak's Symphony No. 5. Carl Husa, Music for Prague, 1968, Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 2, and Dvorak Symphony No. 5. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. And now from the town of Cary, Sunday, January 16th, Brian Regan, Carol J. Wright Memorial Concert. Brian Regan, noted violinist and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony, returns as a crowd favorite to the winter concert series. Regan, who captivated audiences with his brilliant performances at both the 2007 and 2008 winter concert series, will treat concertgoers to a classical repertoire on his Lorenzo and Tommaso Carcassi violin made in Florence, Italy in 1763. The performance will be held on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, 119 Ambassador Loop, on the Cary Town Hall campus. Tickets may be purchased at the door for $15, subject to availability. Here's some advance notice of what's coming up on January 31st from the North Carolina Symphony. Lang Lang joins North Carolina Symphony for one night only, a special event, January 31st. Global superstar Lang Lang returns to the North Carolina Symphony for a one night only performance of Russian masterworks, including Tchaikovsky's incomparable first piano concerto, Monday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra in this special events concert at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Heralded as the hottest artist on the classical music planet by the New York Times, Lang Lang has played sold-out recitals and concerts in every major city in the world. He appeared in Time Magazine's 2009 list of the 100 most influential people in the world after over 5 billion people viewed his performances during the opening ceremonies of Beijing's Olympics in 2008. More than 40 million Chinese children have learned to play classical piano, a phenomenon labeled the Lang Lang effect by the Today Show. More recently, he performed as a guest soloist at the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize Award Ceremony and Concert for President Barack Obama and was named an official worldwide ambassador to the Shanghai Expo. He joins the North Carolina Symphony for a powerhouse concert lineup that opens with three Russian masterworks, Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain, Borodin's In the Steppes of Central Asia, and Russian-Armenian composer Aram Khachaturian's Suite from Masquerade. Then Lang Lang takes command with Tchaikovsky's sensational Piano Concerto, Number 1, a composition deemed unplayable when it was first submitted by the composer. Tickets to this one-night-only performance with Lang Lang range from $75 to $125 at Mamondi Concert Hall. You can always call the North Carolina Symphony, 919-733-2750, for more information. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.